Dance to Her Tune, a labyrinth fanfic written by Murphy and read by Katie Hart. Pairing, Jareth Sarah. Jareth was dropping Hoggle into the bog as soon as he returned to his realm, and this time nothing would heed that fate off. How dare the dwarf imply that Jareth could not face Sarah in her own arena to contest the rights of who truly held the labyrinth these days? He stood in the busy, noisy club, taking in the poor lighting, the driving music, and Sarah, his Sarah, dancing with two different partners following the beat of the music. Damn the dwarf. Jareth had to tear his eyes away, realizing several more human minutes had passed as she entranced him. He cast about, looking for all advantages in this too mortal yet magically imbued setting, feeling the thriving emotions of the crowd press into him. He looked back to where she had been, but she had moved on, her two partners taking solace in each other. He had no pity for their loss. They couldn't possibly be worth his Sarah's time. He had to find her, though, just to spite the dwarf. "Why are you here?" The voice drew his frantic search back to his own personal space, and to her. She was dressed in black, tight pants that had cutouts in the shapes of heart down each side of her legs. The blouse she wore left one shoulder bare, shimmering in electric sparkles on its midnight color. Her hair, he found himself wishing to pull it free, and grimaced as he was again confronted by the power she held over him. "Why, to see you, Sarah, of course," he told her, his suave facade hiding his nerves, for she held the advantage here. She had beaten him where his power was stronger, and yet he dared broach this in her domains. "I don't need you," she said, defiant and bold, but her very words betrayed her. "Who spoke of need first, Sarah?" he challenged her. "All I care to do is dance." "Dance? Here?" He would remember that look of defiance fading to astonishment for an eon. "Here." Now there was a brilliant flare of a smile, a faint challenge in her eyes that brought back his earlier case of nervous energy. What had that dwarf brought him up against? "Keep up with me, Goblin King. There's no clock here to save you," Sarah told him, as she took his hand and guided him out onto the crowded floor. The end.